Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090. Having a great time talking fishing, talking fun, and talking a lot of AFCO with our buddy Matty Quinnell from AFCO. Great stuff going on. So much cool info and so much great fishing going on right now, too. We are in the heart of the season. Fun talking to Ryan, hearing about that great Royal Star trip. And, boy, we're going to be hearing a lot more. We got the catch report coming your way. So much great fun and so much great info. Corey, if somebody wants to join us on the phones this morning, it's been a busy, busy show.
It has. Yeah, they've been full the whole time, so when somebody does hang up, that's your cue to give us a shout at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. We have a ton of texts. We still have quite a few to read, man. There's some good ones for sure, and you could do that only through the app. Free download, do it. It's super simple. I listen to all the archive shows that way, and you know, you don't have to listen live. You can listen from the app and do it at your own speed, your own time, and you can do it that way.
Makes the drive home so easy. Coming home from work, just fire off one of the archive shows, and you know, you get the first half of Saturday's show on the way in, and the second half of the Sunday show on the way home. It's just a nice way to help kill the time. That app has been awesome.
Super simple. And so one lucky texter today, Rick, is getting a really cool Urban Angler AFCO backpack. It's one of the coolest, just to throw your stuff in and go pound the shore or fish the rocks, whatever you're doing, surf fishing. It's like the perfect backpack. So that's going to one lucky texter there, and then one lucky caller is getting a $100 shopping spree to AFCO.com.
What a cool deal, man. That was a really generous prize, Matt. And yeah, how fun for somebody. They're going to get to go wild on the website. You got $100 coming your way, man. Pretty darn slick.
I dig it.
Well, we're going to find out what's going on the water, Corey. It's time for the catch report.
And it's sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as long range, local, or your private boat. Plus, with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase fresh fish, the smoked fish, the jerky, the spices, their rubs, their smoked cheese, which I absolutely love. You got to step in there and get their smoked Gouda. It's as good as it gets. Right?
I'm not BSing you. I was going to wait till you were done talking.
Yeah.
And then I was going to talk about the fact that, like, we made burgers at the house last night, and Dallas used, like, the Fisherman's Processing smoked Gouda. It's so good, dude.
You know what's funny? Their smoked Gouda is good, but their cheddar and their smoked Parmesan. And let me tell you, like, you want to be a rock star, like, just show up with that and some smoked fish to a party, and, dude, you are hitting it home. Or you can pick up some of their tuna burgers or whatever. I mean, they've got so much cool stuff. You can order all this or check it out online at fishermansprocessing.com, or just step in at their old town location in on Taylor Street.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Those guys really, really do it right. And All of their products has been the funnest thing about Fisherman's Processing. Like, they opened to be the premier place that cuts your fish, and they do the best job, you know, the presentation and the table ready and all those things. But, like, all of the other things that Sean and Kristen and Raymond and the whole team there has developed have been so much fun to watch. The spices, the rubs, the cheese, the fact that you can just go somewhere and buy really high-end smoked fish, jerky fish for, you know, watching the ball game. Like, it's killer.
Dude,
like,
their poke kit?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a home run.
They deserve all the success they're having, no doubt. It's fun to watch. Well, hey, we're going to find out what's biting out there. Talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, from Pacific Edge, has got our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Good
morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Corey and Matt. And you're making me hungry with talk about all that good food there, guys.
You're right. Man, you're not kidding.
But wow, guys, what an incredible week of Southern California sport fishing here. We had nice weather, fighting fish just about every place you'd want to look. And the really cool thing is just about all the major players are here now. They're all accounted for. So we'll cover some of that here as best we can, starting up north. And I'm not talking the upper islands this time, but how about bluefin foamers from just off Point Doom in the deep hole sector to mid Santa Monica Bay, just a few miles off Santa Monica proper, and then out toward the boot there. There's a whole big area of fish that showed up in there a couple of 3 days ago, and not just terrorizing the guys. I mean, they're biting. I mean, there were some good scores and some really nice ones. There were fish up to 200 pounds in that area caught yesterday.
That's
unbelievable.
Crazy.
That's wild.
See pictures and looking at the Santa Monica coastline right there in the background. So that's really awesome. And that area stretches all the way across over toward the west end of Catalina and then out to the Osborne Bank sector and then down toward the Snail and the 499 and then back into just outside the Farnsworth Bank. So that's the other main, that's kind of the main area bluefin for sure. It's been there for several weeks now and has no signs of moving on, and there's a lot of fish in there, a lot of big ones. And just below that, there's another huge sector that's got more bluefin, not as much that big ones, but more school-sized fish, and then some yellowfins pushing in and yellows and Dorado on the kelps, and that sector stretches from like the east end of Catalina, inside Clemente, crossing Mackerel Bank down toward the 43 in the corner, in towards the 182 and the 302 like that. I mean, it's a huge area. It's not a spot. It's just an area. And, but, God, there's just a lot of fish in there. And then the main kelp paddy zones below the border, 302, 371, 425 like that, that kelpin has just been nothing short of fantastic. And stretching the line all the way down, our good friend Rick on the Oceanside 95, he's on a little road trip down there checking that lower 500 to see if some of that yellowfin tuna, more yellowfin tuna, is supposed to be pushing into that area. And that really bodes well for the next month or two here.
Yeah.
So good luck, buddy. Hope you find them down there. And if that's not enough,
yeah, right.
More great news. Marlin season's officially on. You know, they've been seeing them here for a couple weeks, actually. But congratulations to my friends on the Swagger for a great catch there. They had multiple fish on Monday, right in the home of big game fishing, right off the east end of Catalina there, and another little sector up toward the west end there. So collectively, we got just about everything. You know, them albacore don't count anymore, and everything else is pretty much showing up here. It's good fishing.
And those things are even biting up north, too. Pete Grosbeck was all excited to came in showing us pictures of albacore that, you know, their 44-foot Viking, one of, like, the 15 boats in the fleet, you know, for the chaos team there. Like, they were catching albacore up
San Francisco?
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, just everything is biting right now, Mark. It is, as you often say, it is time to go fishing.
It is time to go fishing. Hey, let me give you a heads up, guys, here. We got a nice little hurricane who's tuning up down there, Hurricane Frank, and he's kind of looking like he's able to get in our swell window. And for you guys going fishing, especially out of Mission Bay and Oceanside, we got some low tides with the big moon right now. And that low tide and that bigger south swell that's supposed to push in a few days, you definitely want to be paying attention going in and out of those harbor mouths. But yeah, we got interesting weather and good fishing, and like you said, time to go fishing.
Yeah, that, definitely good stuff.
That's good advice. You know, keeping our boat in Mission Bay, it's, you know, I mean, we've been in and out of there hundreds of times, but you are not kidding. A big swell.
Outgoing tide.
Outgoing tide at the peak of low.
Watch out.
It can be real.
On the nicest of days, it gets a little junky.
Yeah, so you're right. Always pay attention. Just always pay attention to what you're doing, and just don't do anything dumb in it. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not right, don't do it.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Crazy, right?
Mark, as always, a great job, great report. And if somebody wants to find you for the best bait tanks in the business, the information, jigs, the whole nine, how do we find you, Pacific Edge?
Ricky, we're 9th and Beach. We're in the corner of Bolsa Chief and Editor by the big Chevron station. And the phone number, storage area code 714-841-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And even I'm going fishing. My hands and wrists are better, and we're going to be down in your part of town tomorrow.
All right,
yeah,
buddy.
It's really breaking up, Mark. But, yeah, you're breaking up so bad, we'll give it. So PacificEdgeTackle.com or on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, right there next to the Chevron Station in Huntington Beach.
You got that right, buddy. Great job, Mark. And if somebody wants to keep up with all that great fish dope information, you can save $20 off of newfishdope.com membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, saves you $20. Mark, great job, as always, compiling so much good info, and we will look forward to talking to you next week. Appreciate it very much. Corey, the phones are packed solid. Why don't we jump back into the phones?
Let's do it. Is this Jerry?
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. I've been waiting.
Jerry in Garden Grove. Good morning, Jerry.
What do you say, Jerry?
Morning.
Good morning. Yeah, Rick, you know, I felt I was already old, but a month ago, you know, Matthew made me a grandpa, and I don't know if I'm totally excited because it's a little girl, but I wanted a little boy so I could fish since he's so busy. I wanted a sidekick, but boy, is Connie ecstatic, man. Connie's about it. She's almost there with God right now. She's so excited. I mean,
well, that's really cool. And I think that you just need to take Ava fishing because there's not. I don't think there's anything cooler than like a little girl on the boat that can outfish half the dudes. I think that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm still trying to recuperate from back surgery. And Matthew should try one of his performance shirts and see if he can get baby poop out of it.
I know it comes out of our shorts. I've definitely tested that.
You can already confirm.
Yeah, I can confirm, yeah.
Well, Jerry, Maddie's doing an awesome job for us, and it's been so much fun. I know Pete said it before, but it's been so much fun over the years. It's been really fun for me. I know that you two have the same relationship that Dad and I did, and, you know, I grew up listening to the radio show with my dad, just like I know you and Matt did, and it's so fun seeing Matt kicking so much butt and killing it with AFCO, and I know you're proud of him, and we're proud of you, and thanks for raising such a great dude to come on. It's very cool to get to watch Maddie carry it on.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. My eyes water up. I can't believe, you know, my baby made me a grandpa, and he's got my dream job, you know.
Well, we've always known you were an old man. It's just now it's just more now it's more official.
Confirmed.
Yeah, definitely. It's the bumper sticker.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Well, appreciate it very much, and thank you for accepting the challenge. I was going to be upset if you didn't call.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right, buddy, thanks, Jer.
Good stuff for sure. Oh, man, having so much fun. And, hey, we're going to continue on with our fish report and head on down to Quivira Basin in Mission Bay.
The talk best.
The one and only Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Everything's really good, buddy. Talking fishing, talking AFCO clothing. It's a great show.
And I'm sure you've got a good idea that we're getting into August here, and fishing certainly, you know, reflects that. It's been some great fishing the last few weeks here. You know, we had a little bit of a lull there. Guys kind of moved what we're looking for, and it's been just great fishing. Those half days, just a lot of calico bass. Said that twilight trip, we talk about this all the time, how much people like that twilight. And last night they went out there, basically had 50 calico bass, released about twice that many, a little bit of rock fishing there. Half days, very similar, very good calico bass fishing. Saw Dorado earlier in the week on the half day, which was kind of a nice little, you know, change there. Hopefully we see some more of those. They saw some earlier in the week, too. So a couple here, a couple there, very good bass fishing. Those full-day trips, talking to Mikey, one of the crew members on the San Diego, and he said, yeah, they're catching yellowtail, which kind of come to expect. Very good fishing for the yellowtail there, but he said it's a really good size of yellowtail. So a lot of those are in the 12 to 15-pound range. We're seeing from some 20 and 30-pounders in there pretty frequently. So not only are they catching a lot of yellowtail on those full days, catching a good size. They're not the, you know, two to five pounders that you eat one bite. There's some very good fish there. Seeing some Dorado, still seeing the occasional bluefin and a very occasional yellowfin on there. So they're seeing some of those fish not biting as well, but very good fishing on those full days. The one days, day and a half, kind of doing the same thing. Yellowtail, Dorado, yellowfin, bluefin, nice mix of fish there. And it's kind of hard to go wrong fishing right now. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, the twilights, the full days, the overnights, and those trips are booking up really quick, and we're going to put on as many trips as we can. San Diego is almost full through August here, and we're starting to book into September. The Sea Watch is going online, picking up some of those dates where they're full there. So lots of options, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call here at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, get your gear checked up. If you need new gear, they've got some really good 10-fathom combos over there right now. Some, you know, we get those jigs in stock, a lot of those popular jigs right now sell out really quickly, so definitely check that out. Get your gear, get on the boat, and get out there and catch some fish.
Man, half-day yellows, that's all that needs to be said.
Yeah, right?
Tropical weather and half-day yellows. Were those from the kelp line, Marcos?
Dorado, not yellows on the half-day yet. Oh, yeah, it's calico bass. Dorado, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. We saw one let's see, one yesterday and I think two on Monday, was it? Two on Wednesday. And I imagine they're in the same spot those calico bass are there. So, yeah, I'd imagine they're in the kelp. And
cool.
That's always fun to see. Yeah,
nice,
I mean,
man.
Go out for a half day, yeah, and catch this calico bass, maybe a rockfish. Oh, look at that, a Dorado. I mean, all caught on MC swim baits. You know,
I like every fish on every one of Marcos's report, 100% on MC swim bait. Now, some were weedless and some were Viejo, maybe some were slugs, but one thing Marcos can guarantee, 100% on MC.
Yeah. And that's probably why you guys are so low right now.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
No, Marcos, yeah, great job, buddy. Appreciate it. One more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to take advantage of the great fishing going on in Seaforth.
619-224-3383. And again, make those reservations ahead of time, because going into August, even going into September, those trips are filling up really quickly, and you don't want to be left in the dock when those guys are out there catching fish.
No doubt, buddy. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right.
Yeah, and it's brought to you by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete line of saltwater tackle, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and all your boating supplies that you might need in an emergency. Everything from batteries to emergency kits and everything right there at Dana Landing. Or when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and their new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle for a full line of freshwater tackle and live bait, or anything you need for a great day on the lake. And Dana Landing is right next to SeaWorld, right next to Launch Ramp, across from SeaWorld. And East County Bait and Tackle right there at the end of the 67 and Mapleview, I think it is.
Yeah, Mapleview and Lakeside.
And the new Lemon Grove right there. It's the old Barnacle Bills.
Yeah.
You ever see it right there on Broadway.
Dana Landing has made me the most poor prepared boater there is. You know, I keep my boat at Dana Landing. Love being down there. And, like, it's just so convenient. Like, I do so little preparation that I used to. You know, like, I go to the deli to get the sandwiches and drinks for lunch. We stop by. We get our ice there. We need, you know, whatever miscellaneous tackle. We always grab that on the way. There's fuel there. I mean, like, everything you need is there. And, like you said, even the emergency boat stuff, you know, whatever. Like,
dude, the battery.
Yeah.
Right there.
Everything, it's always there. I love it. It sure is a great spot, and so easy in and out with the fuel dock there. We keep our boat in the marina. It's just, yeah, I love it.
And Johnny is such a wealth of information. Like, if you're ever going to fish Mission Bay or even the kelp or going out and fish anything that you're leaving Mission Bay to go fish, the tuna or whatever it is, Johnny's clued in to everything.
No doubt about that. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Corey, it's time.
How about let's try Ben. Ben Cohn from Carlsbad. Good morning, Ben.
What's up, Ben?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, you guys. What a great show. I just want to say, with the AFCO gear, some people don't get a lot of compliments. It's really stylish-looking apparel, as well as hot in the winter, cool in the summer. You can't get better designed gear than that AFCO gear, and I just wanted to compliment you guys on the show every weekend. It's just amazing. I love you guys. Thank you very much.
Great call, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Appreciate it, buddy, very much. Nice, very kind words.
Yeah, simply put, doesn't need much more than that, right?
Yeah, no doubt, buddy. Well, hey, a great text came through. This one says, hey, guys, I love your sun shirts. I wear them playing tennis as well. I'm looking to upgrade my tackle box. Does AFCO make a bag or a box that's ideal for 2 to 7 day offshore trips? That's from Jim and Los Ojos.
So currently we don't have a tackle box-style bag. We do have, like, our overnight bag.
I was just going to say, you're selling yourself short.
Yeah, right?
I know. Because you do, and we sell it. But,
and
but,
I own
but,
one myself.
But continue.
Yeah, we do have planned an assortment of tackle boxes that will come out next year that are soft-sided, similar camo patterns to what we have right now, like our duffel-style bags.
Cool.
Wow. So, you know, that's tackle box specific. If you want just a duffel-style bag to throw your Plano boxes in, we definitely have our overnight bag that you can do that with.
And they're not just duffel bags, man. Mm-hmm. They're, like, so, like, intelligently put together. I don't even know the right words to describe it, but
yeah.
They're so cool. There's, like, little hidden pockets. And
it might just be a duffel, but it somehow happens to be a duffel that perfectly fits Plano 30. And again, you want to say that it wasn't fisherman design. It holds 3,600 Planos, which is like the most popular size straight up and down, or it just so happens that it also fits the 3,700, which is the longer one, horizontally. Like, it obviously, you know, those two things weren't an accident.
Yeah, no, not at all, yeah. And the good thing about the bag, they're lightweight, so that's a plus. And then they do have a little bit of water resistance. So if you do use it as a tackle box and it's on the deck, you know, it'll repel a little bit of water. But we do have some tackle boxes.
But you've got something in the works. It's a little more AFTCO.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next year's ICAST. So.
Wow. That's
all right.
Exciting.
We'll be anxious for that, for sure. Well, why don't we jump back to the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. I wonder if he's in the surf right now. Good morning, Hills.
Morning.
Hi, I'm in the surf. It's only up to my knees, and Oxnard Shores is gorgeous. Big holes out here.
Nice.
Yeah. So, don't forget, I got my son shirts from Pete, and I get a hookup logo on it. But, you know, I know Matt is required to do field research, like a lot of you guys.
Sure.
And I was curious if he. I was curious if he knew that there's a big bite on halibut in San Francisco Bay and stuff. And I was wondering, are those California halibut or Pacific halibut, do you think?
California halibut up there that those guys are catching. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of that happened, Hills. You know, we're 2 years out from our five-year, you know, quote-unquote El Nino cycle. And during that five-year period, all the fish, there was even white sea bass and stuff being caught up there. And so that halibut, I think, just kind of inadvertently was migrated and pushed up there. And, there are limits in that bay. Like, boats with 40 to 50 fish.
Wow.
Like, incredible fishing.
I know that you're starting, like you say, you're starting to get up to the area of range where that Pacific halibut flirts into. But
you get a couple there.
Yeah,
but deeper.
Yeah, right. And then those big scores, though, that's all California halibut. And like you say, man, there are some legit big scores of fish. It's really cool.
And that bay is so huge, you know. I mean, it holds a lot of fish, a lot of bait, a lot of anchovy up there. And nothing but good time.
I dig it. You got any good texts that came through?
I do. And this it comes from Frank in San Diego. I appreciate you sending this text. And he says, a question is he's 6 feet, 7 inch, and I really wish there were some shorts for tall size guys like myself. And he says, like a 22 to 23 inch outseam. Are you guys planning on expanding to tall sizes? And
that's a good question. So we have a what we call our big guy line, but you know, in the clothing world, there's big guy, which means 3X to 5X, and then there's big and tall. So big and tall is what you're looking for, that longer length, short. Currently, the longest we have is a 21 outseam. We don't have any plans to go longer into that big and tall world currently. Not to say in the future that we won't, but we do have the big guy, the 3X to 5X. But
let me say this.
Yeah.
I'm a few inches shorter than 6 feet seven, right? Only a few inches.
Yeah.
And they fit me fine. I mean, they do. They fit me fine. The longer ones are the board shorts. I don't know the name, but.
Yeah, so maybe we have our Avalon or our Pivot board short or like our tactical and stealth, like fishing style short. Those are like the 21 inch outseam. That's our longest short. And if in the freshwater world, like Jared Littner is the tallest guy, I think he's probably about 6'5", 6'7", and he wears stealth for the length to get him to like his kneecap area.
Okay.
So.
And they're longer. I think longer than 21. I mean, they almost wear longer than that. Really.
That's
right. They're very comfortable.
Yeah.
And the patterns are cool. I own a couple of the blue camo and the regular camo.
Yep. Yeah, we have
super
new camos
cool.
too in that short. So
really,
we sell two different of that tactical short in the shop, but it's probably, I think it's our most popular pair that we sell. Like we have quite a few different styles of AFCO short that we sell at the tackle store, but tactical is probably our biggest seller.
You know what I really dig on all the shorts is when I'm surf fishing, I'm up, you know, at times up to my waist or whatever, I can reach with one hand and be able to undo the pocket, but yet seal it back up. It's got like I don't know how to describe, but like the latching.
We call it a blocky tapey.
Okay.
So it comes from the snow world, and it's an enclosure that's not Velcro and it's not a snap, but it's plastic, so it never wears out, and it only closes when you apply pressure. Because I mean, you know, like when you're on the rail and you pull out your needle nose and you throw it in Velcro, the Velcro always reattaches and you're sitting there like fighting your short, trying to get your pliers out.
You're like ready to pull your shorts out trying to get the Velcro
in. Exactly. So now with this, you have full control if you want it locked or not. It will not re-lock unless you apply pressure. And it's essentially a bunch of plastic teeth that interlock with each other. And they're also easily, you know, pulled apart, but you have that flexibility of knowing that it's not going to reattach.
But it's so easy. I do it one-handed. The rod in one hand and my other hand getting in my back pocket and so, be able to shut it back up.
I got something for you, though. Speaking of one-handed shorts, we just launched what we're calling our waterline fishing short that's kayak-specific.
Okay.
First-ever kayak-specific fishing short we've ever done. So, you know, in a kayak, when you're fishing, the pockets are always on the side, and they always kind of tuck under the seat when you're fishing.
Oh, I can instantly see. I instantly know where you're going.
Yeah, so now with these shorts, the plier pockets are going to be on top of the thighs. So when you're fishing and you're kicking in your Hobie or what doing, you know, whatever you're doing, you have full accessibility of the pockets on top of your pants. So if your spare hooks or your empty swim baits are tucked in the pocket, you're not digging around.
That's
trying to get
a great idea.
Yeah, so...
You know what? I had no idea, and it almost sounded like a segue, like it was perfectly placed, but I had no clue what you guys were coming up with.
Yeah, that's a smart,
right?
That's a good call. Yeah. I can instantly visualize, I don't do a ton of kayak fishing myself, but instantly see the problem. Like you say, you're sitting in the chair, and the pocket kind of rolls underneath you, and you're trying to, you know, lift yourself up so you can get in to grab whatever. That was a good call. Fisherman, man.
I know. Is there anything they don't make? I thought it was underwear, but I've come to find out.
A long time ago, buddy.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More from Maddie when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
With gas prices going crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car or truck, and especially your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You're not going to just save pennies. You will save real money when you fill up at Summit Gasoline. Summit does not compromise on service. Oh, no. Great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pump, notice how clean everything is. The great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get discounted Everingham Live Bait Certificates. Your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase. And stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk a Cup. Oh, man, just having so much fun here with Matt and learning all this cool inside stuff with APCO and all the cool stuff they make. And if you're joining us today via the telephone, 213-432-1090, you're in the line for a $100 shopping spree at APCO.com. Or if you're texting the show, only done via the app, got a question for Matt, and all the cool APCO stuff. You have a chance to win an Urban Angler backpack, which is one of the coolest backpacks I've seen.
So rad. Yeah, and, you know, we talked earlier about APCO being such a great supporter of all of the, you know, APCO is a supporter of every organization that supports us and fishing, and one of the biggest ones is CCA. I know you guys huge supporters of CCA, and a great CCA event coming up next week, August the 5th. It's the 2022 CCA California Golf Tournament, and it's a really, really fun time. We heard Captain Brian Woolley talking about it last week. It's just a great time, lots of fun, lots of like-minded folks. It's at the Costa Mesa Country Golf Club in Costa Mesa. It's $800 for a foursome. There's a $1,000 hole sponsorship, and it's just a really cool time. It's a best ball thing, so you don't need to be a great golfer. You don't need to have all kinds of specialty. You just go out and have a good time. There's going to be food afterwards. There's going to be lots of prizes. Like I said, hole sponsorships. It's an 8 a.m. shotgun start. There's going to be awards and lunch to follow. If you want more information, just go to ccacalifornia.org. It's just a great thing. And again, all of the money raised there is just going back into keeping us fishing. All the great job that, you know, that Wayne and Chris and the entire team behind CCA is doing. I know Robbie, obviously with APCO, huge part of CCA Orange County chapter and putting that bit of big event on.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible the work that CCA does for us fishermen. And another big thing that I did want to mention, CCA and APCO work very closely with the Hub's White Sea Bass Research Institute, and there's a big study going on of the genetics of white sea bass currently. And what the CCA and Hub's and APCO are asking all fishermen is to collect white sea bass heads for the study. So if you go to, and I'm going to pull it up here, the website.
This has been a really cool thing which has developed, and you know, we've talked about, you know, collecting white sea bass heads for years. You know, I mean, I remember being a kid hearing about the drop off location, and you know, and it was always to scan the head for a tag, and the tag was how they were kind of determining, honestly, kind of part of the success of the hatchery program.
But that little tag, Rick, was just a little piece of metal put into the cheek of the fish, which inadvertently
It
got expelled from the fish as it grew older.
Exactly, yeah. and that's why we're asking people to bring heads in. Your fishing license every year contributes to the Hub's research that they do on white sea bass heads, and Bill could say it better than I can, but just the higher Cliff Notes version of it. The DFG has said for years that the Hub's Research Institute didn't have the impact that it did on the fishery locally. Today, we found through genetic testing that it actually has a huge part to do with the population of white sea bass and the growth of that species along the coastline. So if you go to ccacalifornia.org/WSB, it'll provide all the information of drop-off locations for the head so that the scientists up at Hubs can do the genetic testing. And for the first 1,000 white sea bass heads caught on a private boat and turned in to Hubs between July 1st and August 31st, they get a $25 AFCO.com gift card for a particular
head. That's cool. Good for you guys.
Yeah, if AFCO didn't have to do any more.
Yeah, right. again, just like Corey and you were both saying, I mean, that's what's been so cool is the success was deemed on them getting a code that scanned it. Well, what we didn't realize was that not all the, whether they didn't scan 10 years later or the fish push it, whatever, through genetics, when what we thought was a very low percentage was, I think it was up as high as like 35 or 39%, right, of fish were coming back with genetics relating to the hatchery, whether that be the hatchery fish itself, whether that be that fish was spawned from a fish that came from the hatchery, which that was always a big thing that I would think about too, is, when that fish is at spawning age, like the hatchery's been around so long that you likely would catch a fish that was spawned from a fish that was from the hatchery. There'd be no code in that one, but that fish from the hatchery was directly responsible for the one that you did catch.
And related, right? So those fish were released in every harbor in Southern California. Like they're brought up and raised from fingerling and then put into the harbor and released when they're about 7-8 inches.
Yeah. And I'd say, another shout out, Dave Elm at AFCO, among a wide range of people part of CCA, have been actually out there fishing recently for broodstock for the hatchery, and that's been another portion of the success is you have all these fishermen locally donating their time, their boats, their fuel, and everything to go out and catch broodstock so that the program is successful, and then, you know, down the line, who knows what's next? You know, what other species do we need to support locally?
I mean, there's no doubt that it was a concerted effort from lots of things. There was great management. There was the ban of coastal gill nets. There was the recreational fishermen. There's limits put into place, limits based on spawning times. There was lots of things that happened, but one of the major things that happened was Hubs put, you know, more than a million fish into the fishery. You know what I mean? Like, that cannot not have an impact.
And, you know, you've been in fishing, you know, longer than me, Rick, and you too, Corey. I mean, as a kid, catching white sea bass was
a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. It was unheard of, you know. It's kind of like the unicorn in the water, like, you know. But now, especially with social media, I mean, people are killing it out there. I mean, common fish, you know, and, you know, big fish, and it's just awesome to see. And so, you know, again, if you're a private boater and you're out there fishing for white sea bass, we'd appreciate the support and dropping off the heads at a local location and get your gift card.
I know Mark Wish accepts them. He's mentioned. I know you guys at Fisherman's Landing. I know Dana Landing, Steve Pinard, and Johnny are totally welcoming to you bringing them in.
There's a freezer right across from, you know, at Hubs. You can go directly there. Yeah. If you're not stopping at Johnny and Steve's, like, you can go right to. It's just cool. Yeah, it's not a difficult thing to do, and rad on your guys' part for supporting that.
Awesome.
Hey, I had a great text come through. This was from Eddie in Vista. It says, Corey's going to like this one. My granddaughter and I fished on the new Seaforth on Thursday. The 4-inch smelt colored slug with a 3/8 ounce chartreuse lead head was the hot ticket. We had our limits before 10 a.m. Corey, the question that I have for you is, I like to put a drop of glue on the lead head to help keep my baits from sliding down. Do you have a recommendation on what type of glue to use?
That's super cool, man. And Brian Woolley, we were just talking about doing that same exact setup. And it's actually a 5-inch slug. I know, because the 3/8 ounce wouldn't match up with the 4-inch.
Okay.
The 4-inch was more like
a bay bass kind of.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I know it's a 5-inch. The glue I get is Loctite.
Okay.
That's it. I couldn't remember, but I did. It comes in a little triangular thing. It's a few bucks, and do not use more than 2 drops.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, if you use any more, it takes longer to dry. And, you know, you just a couple drops, it'll save you from getting your pants pulled down.
Yep.
And keep that bait right up against the head. And the cool thing about a slug, using a slug over a swim bait, the swim bait is, it gets a tail pulled off eventually. And with the slug, they go right for the head. And trust me, that thing will probably last you the entire trip.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, the longevity of it.
You're like big.
That's a good call. I did not think about that at all.
So by super balloon, you know, just put in a couple drops and do it before you leave. And it's a really cool deal.
I really like that Gorilla Glue Super Glue Gel.
Yeah.
It's like more, it's gel, it's more pasty. Like less watery, you probably don't get as much out of it. But we, especially in the days, we don't do a ton of it right now just because of the way the fish are set up. We do a ton of rigging with yummy flyers and things like that. And that particular glue works great on soft plastic. Some work better than others. I know you know that better than anybody.
Well, let me explain this. So the gel, when you lay it on the lead and you're trying to marry up the plastic, it almost like beads off. So it'll work, but you have to really make sure that you move that bait back and forth and up and down to get the gel
to marry
spread.
The two together. Okay.
Yes, but with the regular super glue,
with the more watery.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it doesn't bead up and fall off the lead. And like, I don't know, I'm getting too technical.
No, you're not at all. That's great.
No, that's I'm never geeky. Yeah.
I just know that I like that gel because it keeps you from gluing your fingers together.
Yeah, right. It doesn't run everywhere. Yeah. Oh, good.
Hey, great text, and again, appreciate it very much. Let's hop into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike, come from Phoenix. Appreciate you joining us, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning.
Thank you. Everybody take note. In the laundry and dry cleaning business, and the best way to get those stains out of those shirts, especially the blood, is hit it with cold water when you get home. Put a towel underneath the spot, drench it with water, maybe a little bit of dish soap. Run your hand over it a little bit. The blood needs to go somewhere, and the cold water will open the fibers and push it into the towel underneath.
Wow.
Get out of here. Really? That's a good tip, man. Yeah, that's a solid hot tip.
Appreciate it. A guy in the business.
I did
it the other day. I was driving my car to Tucson, and I spilled coffee on my dress shirt. And what I did is I always wear a T-shirt, and I drenched the shirt with cold water and pushed it through onto the T-shirt. And by the time I got to Tucson, the shirt was dry, and the coffee stains were gone into the T-shirt.
And like you say, it's lesser about the water, and it's more about the, you know, the spot for it to go afterwards. It's got to have the something underneath for the for the stain to go to. All right.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, it's a good tip, Mike.
Absolutely.
Good call, man. Appreciate that very much. All right. Well, why don't we grab another? You got another good text for us, Corey?
I had a few here. Let me. You caught me off guard. Let me search here. Let's see. I already did the tall guy thing.
Well, no worries. I can throw this one out there, and I've got to throw a bone to a lot of texters. My great buddy John Busso, Corey King, Gary White. So many texts came through. If there was one text that has been asked about 15 times, it's all AFTCO parking lot sale. We have covered it year after year after year. I am confident in saying it's not going to be a thing, but it's very cool to know how many people loved the sale, loved coming up to it, loved the AFTCO clothing. What a great tradition it was. But I got to throw out for all those great texters and all those great buds who were texting questions, lots of what's up with the parking lot sales.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. That's actually my first time meeting the AFTCO family, per se, is my dad and I would go to the shows and buy the off-price guy Harvey Tees.
Always.
I was like five and be there, early in the morning. My dad always had to be the front of the line.
Yeah, totally.
Back then, screen printing of tees and apparel construction was so different than it is now. AFTCO has like the utmost like premium quality control, and I can tell you that today we just don't have the volume of what we would consider second quality to do a sale like that. So unfortunately, no, there's not an opportunity for us to do a sale like that, just because our factories and our partners are doing such a great job producing AFTCO product. But we do have discontinued items that you can find at local retailers, like Fisherman's Landing when we have Day at the Docks, or Tackle Days.
The Long Fin.
The Long Fin, yeah. When local shows usually do their local stores usually do their like parking lot sales or their year end sales, you can find some really good deals on AFTCO apparel, and that's your best shot at finding something at a discount.
You guys are doing a better job of not having too much leftover, and when you do have leftover, it's just not enough to have a giant parking lot sale event, but it's a perfect amount to send to Longfin, to sell to fishermen. So like the product is, the product that's left over is still available at a discount. It's just, in a good way, you don't have a warehouse full of things that didn't work anymore.
Yeah. And our biggest thing is, AFTCO's business was built on the independent retailers. So your mom and pop tackle shop, and that's where we want that to go to. We want them to have the opportunity to sell it to their customer at a deal at their event. You'll find an AFTCO guy usually at one of those events that can answer all your questions about it. But that's the best place to get that type of stuff.
It's always a favorite. I mean, I can only speak for Tackle Day and Day at the Docks, the ones that, that we are a part of. But it is always a favorite of guys getting to find, whatever it might be, whether it's an old school AFTCO T-shirt that's only $10 or whether it's a...
Dude, the T-shirts are rad.
Whether it's a killer AFTCO jacket that was on sale for $100 and now it's only on sale for $50, or you name the other opportunities in there. I mean, there's a lot of cool ones. It's always people's favorite getting the deal on the gear.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I always remember the ones that Doug would buy, the Who's Your Daddy. I haven't done that forever.
We still have them. Yeah. we bought them all. When they discontinued it, we're like, we'll take everything you got. We got a lot. Like, we'll take them all.
Which is a play on Wahoo.
You got it.
Yeah, super cool.
Totally. Hey, another thing that we haven't touched on, and we're running short on time, is you guys also, and we'll hear a lot more about it when Robbie comes on, but you guys not only dipped your toe, but Robbie alluded to it a lot on the last Let's Talk Hookup, but now it has been announced, and AFTCO has a full line of fishing tackle to go along with it. Always made the killer rod components, always made the killer gaffs, but weren't in the game as far as like things with hooks on them. You know what I mean? And now you are.
Yeah. So, Robbie's been on board a little over 2 years now, and he's really like revolutionized our tackle offering. I mean, before, for so long, it was gaffs and belts and stuff, which that's a very niche, market. So we were like, how do we reach the private boater fishing, you know, off our coast. So you know, this year at ICAST, we launched our new kill bag system. So there's like four sizes in total. And you know, that's really cool. It's got a really cool drainage plug system. And then going into lures, we have everything from our take on like a lead style, jig, but made out of ABS. So it looks really realistic, to what we call like our digger, which is essentially like a freshwater crankbait that you control or cast. We have a, you know, slow pitch style jig. And then actually a jerkbait too.
Some of the things that I really like, the dart style jigs that, you know, that are also popular, but the biggest thing that we bump into in the tackle store is almost every dart that's made, we get it and then we have to cut the packaging open and then we got to put a good split ring on it. Then we got to put a good hook onto it. And, you know, and Robbie and you and you know, and Matt Florentino and all the guys, I mean, everybody at AFCO Fish and Casey and Cody and like, they know, like, you know, AFCO builds quality. You don't need to change the rings out. You don't need to change the hooks out. Like, you're building them ready to fish, knowing that a guy is going to catch a big fish on it.
Yeah, so they'll come ready out of the package with those higher-end split rings and hooks. So you'll notice, you know, when you go to the store, we're definitely going to be a little bit higher in price, but it's because you don't have to pay for the re-rigging and everything.
It's already all done.
It's already all done, ready to go. So we're really excited about it. You know, at ICAST, we had a lot of excitement from our customers about it, and those will be available. Don't hold me to it. 11/1 is when we're supposed to get our bulk shipment of those. So a little bit late, you know, for our season, but we'll be ready to roll, you know, come next spring.
So crazy, because I think about how deeply rooted my daily fishing life is encrusted with AFCO. I mean, it's my clothing. It's the Cyco fluorocarbon.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
You know, the fillet knife. I mean, the fillet knife. Yeah, I mean, it's really there's a lot going on, dude. My button ups. I mean, I wear them to a nice event, warm to the
go to CCA dinner,
dude.
That kind of stuff.
The Friends of Rollo thing. Yeah. I'm wearing a nice button up, but yet you can fish in it.
You know, it's funny is my wife always tells me, she's like, "Do you ever wear anything other than AFCO?" And I'm like, "No,
you don't have to."
I was like, "You go in my kitchen, I got AFCO knives. You go, you know, in my closet, it's all AFCO. I mean, we make, you know, underwear, pants, everything. I'm like, why would I go anywhere
else?" That's right, man.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
It's really fun.
I'm really excited about the kill bags. Like, you guys did a lot of, you know, again, you didn't just recycle. Hey, let's do the same thing as somebody else and just put an AFCO logo on it. You know, you were talking about there's, you know, interior liners and barriers to it, and you could keep things off ice, on ice, perfect for making a slush, you know, a slurry, like an ice seawater combo.
Yeah, so the biggest thing with our kill bag, you know, and all the feedback we got and from everyone in the office at Fishes is, you know, they're really hard to clean, and zippers are fail points, so what do you do? So we have like a full encapsulated bag that has a liner that's actually removable, so the fish doesn't actually sit in the thicker portion, you know, the insulated portion of the bag. It sits in a really thin, you know, membrane, like kind of like nylon liner. And the cool thing about that is when the liner sits in the bag, there's space next to the liner where you can put ice, so you can use it as a cooler and your drinks aren't getting mixed in with the fish.
So crazy.
Yeah, and then
so thoughtful. I mean, a quick fisherman, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
When you're on a skiff, if you can have one bag that's got your cold ones and your waters in it, and the fish in it, that's just saving room that you're not having to put a cooler and a kill bag at the same time.
Yeah, and I think the coolest thing is, you know, Robbie worked with an engineer on the drain plug system. So normally, you know, it's always like that little hose fitting, you know, one
pinner thing and like three scales and a chunk of blood, and there's no, it's done. You're like, oh, great, you know, we'll be here for the next 4 hours.
Yeah, so this new drain system is really rad. It's like 2 to 3 inch, like, enclosure, and you can actually stick a hose in it, and it recirculates the water in the bag. So, you know, even if you're on your skiff and you want to put fresh water in it, you can plug the boat hose into it, recycle the water, drain the blood out, and it, you know, freshens it all up. Put a fresh, you know, slab of ice on it,
dude.
So,
God, you guys so got thoughtful,
it
right?
Yeah, I dig it.
I can't wait. When are those coming?
So those right now are coming to our warehouse. I think those are scheduled to be in around October. So
like right around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner. Yeah. So our biggest thing with anyone in the fishing industry has been freight, you know, coming across the water. So a little bit late, but 10/1 is when we should have them in.
Oh, cool. I'm excited about that one
big
for
time.
Sure.
Yeah, big time too. And you said no zipper on those. It it's like a dry bag style enclosure.
Yeah. So the biggest thing, you know, it's like saltwater corrosion and zippers, and even, you know, the highest end YKK zipper that you can buy that saltwater grade, at some point, you know, it's going to fail.
I let me tell you, I know about it completely because we all do the same thing. You fill the bag up too full, and then you just can't quite get it closed. Next thing you know, the guy's got your duckbill pliers on the zipper, and there's two dudes heaving to try and close the bag with the zipper, yeah. And it just pops. It breaks. It just happens every time.
Yeah. So this is a, you know, Rick said, you know, dry bag roll top system. It's got Velcro and it's got straps that cinch down, and you know, it works really well. We tested it, you know, on the Sunfun with Wooly, on private boats, and it's just worked really well. We're really excited about it, and I think, you know, being a West Coast fisherman, it excites me because, you know, you can't go really on any offshore parker or anything these days that doesn't have a kill bag.
Yeah, and, I think it was
what,
so smart.
Are they going to, like, what sizes? Like, small skiff to jumbo?
We have everything that's going to hold your, you know, 15-pound, 20-pound yellowtail all the way up to a 200-pound tuna.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I'm in.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy.
Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this Urban Angler backpack and $100 shopping spree to AFCO when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fastlane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar size kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare by providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Let's talk hookup. We don't have to flip the coin today, Rick. There's actually two winners. We have the Texting, which won the Urban Angler backpack. Super cool. If you don't have one, definitely go check it out. But John in San Marcos is going to get his free one right there.
Yeah, Urban Angler bag. Stoked.
And awesome. Then on our caller end, $100 shopping spree at apco.com is going to Armand in Seal Beach. Congratulations.
Yeah, you guys are stoked. Matt, can't begin to thank you enough. You and the entire AFCO team, such, you know, we love our partnership here with Let's Talk with AFCO. Nobody does a better job for our industry. The clothing, the gear, you put so much thought and so much effort into everything that you guys do. And, again, you kick everything back to us as fishermen. It's just such a rad company, and you guys are just absolutely killing it. So much that we covered today, the technical clothing, the gear, the bags. If somebody wants more info, how do we find it? How do we buy it? How do we get a hold of you? All the great stuff with AFCO. AFCO.
Yeah, no, awesome. Yeah, we enjoy the partnership and love working with you guys. So you can go to AFCO.com. On AFCO.com, you can find your local retailer, which carries, you know, all of them carry a very wide selection of our AFCO assortment. And then if you can't find it at a retailer, you can purchase them on AFCO.com. The cool thing about our website is we've really built out a lot of how-tos on there. You know, that's the biggest thing. You buy some really cool product, but how do you really use it?
Yeah.
So all that content is on there or Instagram as well, and that's where you can find everything about what we make.
Awesome. A great job, great tip on taking care of it. And like you say, watch those videos because they're going to tell you things about your garment that you didn't know you had, how the hood cinches up and all the great info. Matt, again, thank you so much. Look forward to having you back. We'll look forward to having Robbie soon. We'll talk more about the tackle. And again, great job and a huge congratulations to you and your team on all the great ICAST wins.
Awesome. Thanks, awesome. Guys.
Great job, buddy. Hey, we appreciate you listening. Another great show coming for you tomorrow. We got Bob Hoos from Costa Del Mar. We're going to be talking all kinds of glasses and, again, local inshore, offshore fishing. So much great stuff to cover. You stay tuned. We got another great show coming for you tomorrow morning on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that great Let's Talk Hookup app.